Okay, today is Daf Mem Tes. We are on Mem Ches Amud Beis. So for most of the Daf today, regular Gemara, on the bottom, well, Mem Tes Amud Beis begins a sugya that's going to last for the next 4 days, all about Limudim. Very, very, very difficult sugya. Very interesting, actually, but it's very difficult. Before we get to that, we're still up to Ashkechan. So we were discussing yesterday that the Makar, that how do you know that Chatos has to be in the Tzafon? How do you know that? L'chadchila and Ma'akev. Now the Gemara says, Ashkechan, Shechita, Ba'ola, L'mitzvah. Right? How do you know that? Ola, Shechita, for mitzvah. It says in the Torah. Shachat, Es, Oso, Al Yerech, HaMizbeach, Tzafona. Black and white. Kabbalah nami mitzvah ashkechan. Kabbalah also is a mitzvah, right? Because there's a rule. Ein shochet ela b'tafon. Ein shochet ela b'mokom kabbalah. Fine. Shchita v'kabbalah la'akev minolan. How do you know they're ma'akev? Amar Rabba Bar Avua. Item Rabba Bar Shila. Kavachomer. It's a kavachomer. What's the kavachomer? Ma'achatos. Habami kolach ola, a chatos only derives from an ola, and yet nevertheless, that has to be ma'akeves, that's ma'akev. So ola, shabah chatos mikocha, ain't on din shema'akeves. So an ola, which is where the chatos gets its source from, should that be ma'akev? Obviously, if the chatos is derived from an ola, that has to be ma'akev, so for sure an ola should be ma'akev.
So then why is the Zohar allowed to do it?
The Zohar is allowed to do shechita. In the tafon. Yeah, okay, in the tafon. Because it's not considered an avoda like that.
I know, but he's saying if it's ma'akev,
it's the tafon's ma'akev. The tafon's ma'akev.
Just the tafon.
Yeah, just the tafon's ma'akev. How do you know that? Well, if it's ma'akev by a chatas, then it's for sure ma'akev by an ola. The Gemara says, ma'chatas, but 1 second, maybe not true. Why? Ma'chatas shekein mechaperes achai v'ikrisos. Maybe chatas is more machmir because it's mechaper. And ola is not really mechaper. Okay, it's mechaper on thoughts. It's not really mechaper for an avira. So the Gemara says, no. I'm a ravina. No, hakasha le'el ravada barava. That yes, that kasha already. Kul matzino tafel chom and ikker. Can the tafel be worse than the ikker? Can the tafel be more machmer than the ikker? What's the tafel here? A chatos. It's derived from an ola. That can be more machmer than the ikker. The ola, that can't be. So now the Gemara says, what do you mean? Amalei marzutra bered the rav mori le ravina ha. The low? What, it can't be? No such thing where the tuffle is more machmer than the ikker? No such thing? I found you a few things. Number one, very meiser. What about meiser sheni? Now, meiser sheni, right? Dehu nifte. If meiser sheni becomes tame, you can redeem it. So I have apples that are meiser sheni, and they got tame. And I believe they could be redeemed even in Yerushalayim. So I got meiser sheni apples, they got tame. I can't eat them as Meiser Sheni. They're too special. What am I going to do with them? I'll sell it to someone who's already tummy. Let him eat it. He'll give me the money. That I can do. However, v'lokeach because of Meiser, ain't no nifte. But if I have, but I didn't want to schlep my apples. I left my apples there. I redeemed them. I took the money with me. And in Yerushalayim I bought apples. And those apples became tummy. Those cannot be redeemed. That's a funny thing. So what do you see? The tuffles, more machmer than the ikker. So the Gemara says, right, Dibnan, halokeach bekesef meiser shenitme, halokeach bekesef meiser shenitme, yifte. The Tanakhama says you can redeem them. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, you cover. Rabbi Yehuda says you have to bury those apples. You can't redeem them. So what do you see? That the tuffel is chafer than the ikker. So the Gemara says, hasam, not 1,000% sure what this answer means, lo alima kedusha se lemitfas pidyone. The apples that I bought with Meiser Sheni money are not strong enough to be redeemed. That's why they can't be redeemed. Not because they're better, but because they're worse. Again, I have Meiser Sheni apples that got tummy. What do I do with them? Can't eat them with tumma. They're Meiser Sheni. I redeem them. I give them to some guy who's tummy. He'll give me $5, and then I use the $5. But if I took $5 of Meiser Sheni money, right? I redeemed all my Meiser Sheni money on money. I redeemed all my Meiser Sheni on money. Took the money to Yerushalayim. Bought apples there. And then they got Tamei. I can't redeem those. You can't redeem them. You're stuck with them. You have to bury them. Says Rabbi Yehuda. Why? Because they're so weak. They're such a weak form of Maaser Sheni that they can't be redeemed. So it doesn't mean that the Tuffel is more Machmir than the Iker. So just the opposite.
So they're so weak of a form of Maaser Sheni.
Yeah.
Then why don't you just say, let them eat it?
What? Because they're not that weak. Because you're not allowed to eat Maaser Sheni when you're tummy. When it's tummy. That you're not allowed to do. That's the first kasha, not a kasha. Next one. Hame Tumura. What about Tumura? The Ilu Kajim Lo Chayli Al Balmum Kavua. Tumura is not chal on a balmum kavua. What does that mean? That means tumura is chal. Kachim is not chal. If I have an animal with three legs, a balmum, can I make that into a carbon? No, you cannot do that. What about if I have a carbon already? What if I have a carbon already? And I transfer the kedusha onto a different carbon? Tumura. Which you're not allowed to do that. But if you do that, it's chal. Yeah? So I transfer the kedusha from my carbon that I designated to a balmum. That works.
To a balmum?
To a balmum. No, from a balmum. You can't have a carbon that's a balmum. You can't have such a thing.
That's what I'm saying, so.
But I do it to a balmum. I have a good animal here in my yard.
Right.
And then I say, you know what?
I'm saying you're going to give that.
I'm going to transfer the kedusha to that balmum.
To the mum.
To the balmum.
Right.
That works. Now, both animals are Kodesh. How could that be? Yeah. I can't donate an animal that has a mum. But I can make tumur on a balmum. The tuffel's worse than the ikker. The tumur is a tuffel, yeah. That's worse than the ikker. How could that be? How could that be? The Gemara asks. Hari tumura the ilu kachim lo chayli al balmum kavua. You can't make a carbon unto from a balmum. The ilu ihi chayla, and this works, right? How could that be? Right? So Rashi says, the first skinny line, it's a long Rashi, but he explains it very well. Tchilas hektish, eino chal al balmum kavua. Tchilas hektish, making something Kodesh for the first time, cannot go on a balmum. There's not chal. It's like I want to donate this chair to be a carbon chattas. There's no such thing. So if you're saying to a balmum, no such thing. Al kabum kavua, likodesh, kedushas a guf. It can't be kedushas a guf. Ela kedushas damim, ba'alma. Yeah, you could donate it as a donation to the Beis HaMikdash. I could donate a chair, I could donate a money, I could donate a balmum. Not as a carbon, as a kedushas damim. Just to make a donation, that he could do. The yotzin l'chul and gemurin bepidyon. What do they do with it? What's Beis HaMikdash going to do with it? They're going to redeem it. V'afilu ligazes v'la'avod. And then you can even use that animal to work and to shear. In other words, what if I donate an elephant to the Beis HaMikdash? That's not a carbon. Elephant can't be a carbon. What's the Beis HaMikdash going to do with that elephant? They're going to sell it to the circus. And then, what are they going to do with the money?
They take the money,
and they're going to whatever they do with the money.
Right.
Now, that elephant, are you allowed to use that elephant?
What?
Because it was once holy? No, we don't say that.
It never got holy.
Never got holy. Well, it was holy. I donated it to the Beis HaMikdash.
How did it get off the ground?
I donated it as a donation. Can I donate a chair? Can I write a check to the Beis HaMikdash? Yes. How did it get off the ground? You can't be back of a check. The answer is, and I'm not making it as a carbon. I'm making it as a donation.
It's the other way around. You had a good kosher animal. Said, I'm using for bedekah bias.
Right. We'll get into that. Now, by the way, so too, if you donate a kosher animal, a cow, but it has a mum, and you donate it as a donation to the base, you know it has a mum. You went to Daf Yomi, you know you can't do that. So you donated it as a donation. But it happens to have a mum. So what's Bezin going to do with an animal with a mum? What's the Beis HaMikdash going to do with such an animal? They're going to sell it. They sell it to you. Now, can you milk that cow?
Yeah, why not?
The answer is yes.
Yeah.
The answer is yes. Why? Because it never had Kedushas carbon. Right? Kedatani Beperek Hotziu Lo Beseda Yuma Chomer B'Tumura Shatumura Chal Al Balmum Kavua. But Tumura is Chal on Al Balmum Kavua. How could that be? We didn't answer the question yet. How could that be? Right? And once that happens, you can never redeem, when you redeem it, then you can't be back of a balmum. So what are you going to have to do? I'm not sure how you get it out of there, but you can never shear and milk that cow again. Shear the sheep or the goat, whatever it is, you can never milk that cow again. Why? Because it had kedushas guf. It was a carbon.
It doesn't
revert to kedushas guf? No. Ma she'ein kein b'zevach. That's not true by a carbon. The gabe tumura ksiv betov ubara, good and bad. What does good and bad mean? Hishve balmum le tam. A balmum is compared to a tam means without a balmum. le'inyan tumura al kulam ne'amar v'haya hu tumuraso yeh kodesh. The pasuk says it's all kodesh. V'avol zevach rishon, but a carbon im kadam hekdisho es mumo. If I donated an animal and then it got a mum, that happens afterwards. Kodesh kedushas haguf, so it's kodesh with kedushas haguf. V'ena yotze l'chulam l'gazes v'lavet. Now you can't bring it as a carbon because of the mum. You can never shear that animal again. You can never work that animal again. You can never milk that animal again. Kedadam bekrisos bebchoros. Kol hakodshim shekodam mumen lakdisha nifta. Any mum, any animal where the kodesh came before the mum, you redeem. So back to the now. I explained that all. So now the Gemara's question is: how can a tumor be worse than a regular animal? A regular animal, I cannot donate if it has a mum. And a tumor, I can make a tumor with a bal mum. How could that be? So where are we up to? Hare tumura. And a tumor, yes? So Gemara gives a very difficult answer. What? How could that be? How could this be? So what do you see? That a tuffel is worse than the chum, worse than the ikker? How could that be? So Gemara says, no. Tumura, listen to this answer, tell me what you think of this answer. Tumura, mikoach kachum ka'asya. No, tumura flows from kachum. But chulin, kachim, we call chulin kachim. Regular kachim flows from chulin. So, I already have a kachim animal. How do I make tumura? You can only make tumura if you have kachim. Right? What's tumura? Tumura is exchange. I have carbon, I have animal A, and I exchange it for animal B. So, what's animal A? Animal A is kachim. So, B only flows from kachim. You know what? Therefore, it's even chalan abalmum. But if I donate some animal in the, from the field, that's chulin. So that can't be chalan abalmum. So it's not that the tuffel is chumer than the ikker. The tuffel flowed from the ikker, and therefore it's chal. The problem with that answer is it's circular. Right? That's the Gemara's answer. Next. Hari Pesach. What about a carbon Pesach? Duhu, eno, toan. A Pesach itself does not require the following things. Smicha, or nesachim, or tenufas chazav v'shok. V'ilu, mosar didei. But the, let's say you had a carbon Pesach and you lost it. So you donate, you get another carbon Pesach. Then you find the first one. So what do you do with that one? It's called a Moser Pesach. What do you do with it?
You let it die.
No, you don't let it die. You bring it as a shlamim. And what's then that carbon requires smicha, nesachim, tunas chazav of
v'shok. That's the exception to the rule.
So what do you see? A Pesach itself does not require these things. But a tuffel, the Moser Pesach does. So Gemara gives similar to Mati's answer. Pesach b'shayim mos hashan ha-shlamim hu. Because the Pesach, the rest of the year, turns into a shlamim. That's the rule by shlamim. Okay. Now, how do we know that a tzafon is ma'akev in the north? I'm sorry. An ola is ma'akev in the north. How do you know that an ola is ma'akev in the north? So we just got to finish saying, it's logic. If a chatzis is ma'akev, so for sure an ola is ma'akev.
For what?
For everything. For everything, yes. How do you know it's ma'akev? It never says it twice. So how do you know it's ma'akev? So, a markra, ha'ola, it says ha'ola, b'makom tehei. No, that spot in the north has to be ma'akev. Okay? End of discussion with ola. Now, asham, minolan, deboi tzafon. How do you know asham requires the north? You really have to hold cup today. Because if you space out today, you're going to get totally lost, and you'll be lost tomorrow, Sunday, and Monday. Not joking. Not psukim at all. There's a lot of psukim. It's very hard. It's not. You have to hold it. It's not hard. You have to concentrate. How do you know that usher requires the north? The ksiv, it says very simply. In the place where you shech the ola, that's where you shech the usher. Can't get more black and white than that. Ashkechon shechita. That's good for the shechita. Kabbalah minolan. How do you know the Kabbalah has to be in the north?
That doesn't make any sense.
Why?
Where else is it going to be then?
Wait. So the Gemara says, Es Domo Yizrok. Right? Ves Domo Yizrok. Right? Ves Domo Yizrok. Kibul Domo Nami Ritzafon. Now, Makabel Atzmo Menolon. How do you know the Makabel himself has to be in the north? In other words, Mati, you're right at the border. So you're right at the border of the north and the non-north. So you can do the Shechita in the north, the Kabbalah not in the north? No, that's the minute. What about, I do the Shechita in the north, I do the Kabbalah in the north, but I'm not standing in the north? I'm standing in the non-north? And I stick my hand out? How do I know that's good? How do I know that's no good?
If it's not north,
It's not north. That's what I said. It's not north.
Oh, okay. It's not south.
It's in the non-northern portion.
Because the home is there.
Correct. So it's not north. Whatever that is, it's not north.
It's silent.
Right. It's not north. So, Kibel Atmo Minolan, the guy himself has to also be in the north. Domo, the S Domo. Okay, the S Domo, he has to be in the north also. Ashkechan Lemitzvah. That teaches me, that's fine, Lemitzvah. La'akev Minolan. How do we know it's La'akev? So, Kra Achrin Aksiv. It's another pasuk. It says, Vishachat et ha-keves. And you will shecht the keves. That pasuk is talking about by an Asham Mitzorah. Can I borrow that sitter for a second? That Asham Mitzorah. That pasuk is talking about by an Asham Mitzorah. Thank you. Asham Mitzorah. Right? An Asham Mitzorah is an Asham. But it's a unique Asham. It's very unique. It's so unique that one of the Yud Gimel Midos, Shatar and Adreshes Pehen, is going to be coming up now. I don't think we've ever seen this one before in Chas. Okay? So, Shachet Ezakeves. You will shech the sheep. V'hai l'hach yudu asa. I'm sorry. V'shachet Ezakeves. It says it again. It says it again. And the Pasuk says, V'shachet Ezakeves. The Pasuk continues. V'mako mar shi'ishchet Ezakhatas. V'esa ola. In the place where you shechted the chatas and the ola. Both of them, it says. Why say both of them? So, what do you see from here? It's Ma'akev. Now, why say both of them? The Gemara is going to spend half a page on that. Right?
So we already learned from the same circle already that you have to do one and the other over there. Now, to tell us that we have to do both there.
It's Ma'akev.
Yeah,
in order for it to be Ma'akev, you have to say it twice.
So we have a second
pasuk. Right? The first pasuk was very simple. Wherever you do the Ola, do the Asham. How you know it's Ma'akev? What if I don't do it where I did the Ola? How you know it's Ma'akev? Another pasuk says, V'shachar es ha-keves, shech the keves, by a mitzorah, Asham mitzorah, b'makom asher yishchet es ha-chatas v'es ha-Ola. Now, why do I say chatas and Ola? We'll get to that. Now, asks the Gemara, V'haylachu diyasa? That's what that's telling me. Hamibar le'el ha-kitatanya. It's for a new vart. I need it for something else. Right? Kol davar shahaya bichlal. Something's in the klal. The yatza lidon b'davar ha-chadash. Right? And it's learned a new halacha. Then it can't, you can't learn out the klal until it's returned. That's the 12th of the, I'm sorry, the 11th of the 13th. You ever saw this one? Davar shahaya bichlal. Something was in the klal. The yatza lidon davar ha-chadash. And a new halacha was taught about it. It doesn't go back into the klal. Until the Torah specifically lets it go back into the klal. What on earth does that mean? People say it every single day of their lives. Do you even know what this means?
You know what most of them means.
Well, I know what a klal prop means.
Great, you got two.
I know most of them mean. This one, you know what this means?
No.
You have no idea what it means.
Klal,
but yeah. Kol davar shahaya bichlal. It was in the klal. It was taken out of the klal. It has to be put back in specifically. What does that mean? Asher Mitzor is a perfect example. Why? Ketzad. What does that mean? It says v'shachat by Asher Mitzorah v'shachat es hakeves b'makom asher yishchet hachat es v'es ha'ola. Shech the Asham Mitzorah in the same place you do the chatz on the Asham. B'makom hektish b'makom hakodesh. Oh, the pasuk continues. B'makom hakodesh ki kachatos ha'asham hu. Right? Because the Asham is just like a chatos. Says it again. Says the Gemara like this. Shein tabalara kachatos haka asham. Why did the Torah have to say that? Because ma tamalama kachatos ha asham. Why did it say that? I'll tell you why it said it. Lefisha yata asham mitzora lidam davar acharash. Because asham is something special by asham. Kol davar shaya bichlal, asham mitzora is in the klal, viyata lidon b'davar hachadash. It was taken out of the klal to teach you a new vart. What new vart? Bohen yad ubohen regel v'ozen yamanis. You put oil on the guy's toes and the guy's thumbs and on his ears, on his right ear. The blood. It's poured.
That's what we learned. We had a problem too.
1 second. But Asher Mitzor was is different than a regular Asher. Regular Asher, we don't do that. But in Asher Mitzor, you do that. Right? So what is the rule? Kol davar shehayu b'chlal, asher mitzorah is no different than an asher. But it was taken out of the klal. It was taught that it's something special. Different rules apply to it. So how do I know that it requires tzafon like every other asher? Maybe it's taken out of the klal. It's different. It doesn't go back into the klal. Till the Torah says so straight out. Torah has to specify straight out, it goes back into the klal. Yeah, there's an exception here by Mitzorah, 100% an exception. Things are different here than not by any other asham. Things are different here, but it still goes back into the klal. How do you know it goes back into the klal? Instinct going on here? No?
But I agree with Marty. There is it's written with Feirish that...
Yachal, lo yehe ton, ma'an damen ve'emur, l'gabi ha'mizbeach. I would think, so we do it different by an asham. There's no emurin, there's no dam on the mizbeach, just on the guy's toes. After all, it's davar chadash. So where was it put back to tell you, no, this is a regular asham like every other asham. We're putting it back into the klal. Happens to me, you do something else. You also put blood on the toes, and the right ear, and the finger, and the thumbs. That's all. How do I know it goes back into the klal? Talmud lomar, hachatas ha'asham hu. Because the Torah went out of its way to say, in asham, it's like a chatas. Ma chatas tu'una matan daman ve'mur l'gavi ha'mizbeach, af asham mitzara tu'an matan daman ve'mur l'gavi ha'mizbeach. So that's why it comes to Daf Yomi. You learn things every day. You learn new things. You learn more Torah. You become better, more knowledge in Torah. So what do you see? What do you see from here? This pasuk is not available to teach me that an asham is ma'akiv. That's not what it's available for. It's teaching me a whole new thing about the 11th rule of Yud Gimel Midos. That if something's taken out of the klal, it has to be put back into the klal. So an asham in Torah is taken out of the klal. You put blood on toes. I never do that anywhere else. When is it put back into the klal? By telling me it's like a chatas. That whole pasuk is used for something else.
If that rule isn't used anywhere else in Shas,
I don't know if it is or not. I don't know. I don't think we had this rule yet.
No, I've never.
I don't think since Brachos we came up with this one. I don't think so. Yeah, so what's your question?
So if we didn't have the rule,
right,
then we'd understand it in exactly the same way. So what's it telling us?
No, I would have thought that every other carbon has dam on the mizbeach and emur on the mizbeach, and asher mitzvah only has it on his toes and fingers. After all, that's what the Torah said. What?
Because
it was taken out of the klal. It's unique.
No, yeah.
You're saying it's unique plus it's regular.
Right.
I understand. But there's a rule called davar she'ol
b'yachal
v'yotze
b'nachal. I know, but I'm saying if the rule was there.
But the rule is there.
The rule came after.
What?
You're making the rule before.
No. So, you can say the same thing by Xerah Shavah.
Yes, you can.
So the answer is, we have a Muna that the Torah was written with these rules in mind.
Because it does make sense, by the way.
Exactly. The Torah was written with these. When Hashem wrote the Torah, he had these rules in mind. Rabbi Shmuel, Omer, Shlosh HaSemidos, Hashem gave Rabbi Shmuel the knowledge to write these 13 down. Right? And we believe that that's true. That Hashem has these rules in mind. If you don't have these rules in mind, you're not a Jew. Because you can't follow the religion. Because you don't hold from Zeresh Shavah and Kavachomer and all the rest of them. But I was always wondering if they're in commonality order. Kavachomer is number 1, Zeresh Shavah is number 2, Binyanav is number 3. This one's number 11. Hopefully this one come up.
You got it.
Well, this might be the only one. I don't know. Maybe there are more.
What's
13? What do you mean? Chen Shek Zemachish Nezah, because everyone knows that one.
Yeah, but that's quite a common one.
What?
That's quite a common.
Really? How long does that come up? I only know of one place that comes up, and it's not even a halacha. By Moshe talking to Hashem. One place it says he spoke to him over here. One place it says Hashem spoke to him. Pasuk Hashishi comes, and Machuyah Benehem. Yeah?
My problem with this entire thing is, and this is going to be a problem until the end of this
sugya. Yeah.
Yeah. If you think about it, if we don't have any differences, we just have one carbon.
Right. So
the problem is, every carbon is a different carbon because each one has something specific to it for a reason.
No, each one accomplishes a specific thing. But every carbon has dam on the mizbeach. Every carbon.
That's it.
Every carbon. Every carbon has emurin.
What? Okay. What's it?
Every carbon has those two things.
Yeah, great. So they have that.
Right.
Then you have one is specific. Forget about the reasons for it.
Yeah.
Each one has a different thing. And Ola is completely burnt. Correct. Chatzis is not burnt. Show me you eat.
So he's saying that since an ol is completely burnt, there was yotzim in a klal. No, but
all, yes, they are.
No, because what you're doing is, I hear you. You're saying all kavanos are one package, and therefore ol is different because of this. Chatzis is different because it's above the red line, right? But the Gemara doesn't put all Karbanos in one package. Correct. They can put all Ashams in one package. Ashams should all be the same. Why is this guy Asham having this blood on his toes?
Because it's a different Asham.
What?
Because it's a different Asham.
It's a different Asham. So it's still in the world of Asham.
But the Torah's already telling you that.
So, okay, so therefore it's different. You agree it's a different Asham.
Yes.
So the Torah said it's different. So it has to be put back into the klal. Otherwise, it's totally different. So how do we know it's put back into the klal? Maybe it's not put back into the klal. But the answer is no, it is. There's another pasuk that puts it back into the klal.
But until now, we're trying to... Every time the Gemara goes to discuss how do we find out about the carbon with Vera Shava,
right.
Then, no, this is from a pasuk. Everything comes from a pasuk. So why even bothering...
But a hekesh is a pasuk. A hekesh is a pasuk.
Okay, no, it's a pasuk. But everything is Vera Shava. Everything is signed through Vera Shava.
Yeah.
Well, how do we know that? If this is like that, no, it's a pasuk. And everyone is the same.
Okay.
But so is this one too.
Right. So that's right. So now we need to know, how do you know that an Asham, the Shechita of the Afshon in the Tzafon is Ba'akiv? When did the Torah say it a second time? This Pasuk?
But why would it not be Ba'akiv?
Everything can be Ba'akiv.
Otherwise you're not doing anything.
No, you wouldn't mean Lechet Chil should be in the Tzafon, but the evidence is good. We have it all the time. Half the religion is like that.
But the Pasuk tells you that. That's
what? No, so the Lechet Chil is over here, but because by... You can't, well, Lechad Chili, you should keep Shabbos. But the Eved, you don't have to keep Shabbos. There's no such thing like that.
Exactly.
Right?
Because it tells you to keep Shabbos.
Right. So by Karbanos, there's a concept that if the Torah doesn't say it a second time, it's not Ma'akiv. There are many things that are not Ma'akiv in the religion. Right?
The answer is, you're partially right.
Right?
Yes, some things are not Ma'akiv. But
it's funny, because on the other hand...
Shabbos is not Ma'akiv.
Right.
So on the other, use that as your example.
Right.
Most things are Ma'akiv.
Most things are, but not the most, most things require perfection. Most mitzvahs
Agreed.
Require perfection.
Agreed.
You can't say, well, Shabbos, it's almost over. Shabbos is almost over. It's close enough.
One second.
No such thing. Perfection. Torah is missing one letter. Torah's puzzle. Esrog is missing 1 millimeter of space. It's puzzle.
You're not making...
Most mitzvahs require perfection.
Agree with me.
So the question I beg you to do, okay, is that Esrog kosher? Yeah, L'chadchila it's kosher. Is it the best Esrog you can find? No, so it's kosher.
Because you have another pasuk that says hunter.
Right. So I hear you.
Play around with this all day.
That's the truth. You can play around with it all day.
That's the problem with this whole thing. We're backing into answers based on things. Now I don't understand why we would even think otherwise, but clearly the Gemara
thought otherwise. Right. Right. I hear you. It's a fair question what he's asking.
Oh, the Torah requires matan damim for each carbon. You have a matan on the thing.
No, he's asking, but why do I need a second pasuk to tell me it's ma'akev? Everything's ma'akev, no? Put on tefillin. They didn't put on tefillin. You didn't do the mitzvah.
Exactly. Done.
How do you do a mitzvah that's not ma'akev? You take them off early. It's not ma'akev. So you didn't do a mitzvah, b'shlemus. You put them on shorter time. I mean...
No, because right? your example of an esrog is the perfect example.
Right.
Is it ma'akev on it? No, but it doesn't tell you to have the most... perfect thing ever. It tells you to have an esrog.
Right.
How do I know?
Right.
So if anyone work on it, I can work on that.
Right, but what if it's not hadar?
No,
hadar is subjective. What your hadar is
subjective.
Ugly to him.
So that's subjective.
No, but the point is,
there's a... You think that's hadar. Right. I think that's the ugliest thing possible.
Right. The point is...
So I'm saying that's subjective.
No, but the point is...
Not to somebody that's pays. Subjective.
But the point is, that's not a... But you both go to the mitzvah.
Exactly.
They both go to the mitzvah.
Yes.
The question is, what if you have an esrog that's not really 100% kosher? It just passes muster.
It's still kosher.
So it's still kosher. Is it ma'akev? That word doesn't apply.
Exactly.
Right.
It doesn't apply, that word. Exactly. So when does it apply? Only by Beis HaMikdash?
No.
So what if you do the shechita not in the tzafon? Right?
I would think that that's not good. Why? Because it says do it in the tzafon.
Right. So the answer is, the answer is, the Torah has to say it a second time.
I hear you. I don't get it.
I hear you. So, the bottom line is, we're back to square one. How do I know that Asha Mitzora is Ma'akev, Shechit is Ma'akev, the Tzafon? How do I know that? I can't learn out from that passage. That passage teaches me a whole different thing. So Gemara says, Im Kain, if so, right, that pasuk is talking about the Asha Mitzora and all that, right? The Nichtov Baha'i, then why didn't it say it by an Asha Mitzora? Velo Nichtov Baha'i. Shouldn't they have written it by all Ashams? It should have said that, that issue by a regular Asham, by an Asham Torah, not by all Ashams. The fact that it says it by all Ashams, right? It, so it says it by Asham Mitzorah and by all Ashams to teach you that it's Ma'akev. That's the Gemara's answer. Now, that answer is not satisfied. Hanicha Yisfirlon Yatza Lidun B'davar HaChadosh. The Davar Lidun, Yatza Lidun, is the thing you're learning out. That's Asham Mitzorah. Hanicha, this is hard. Hanicha Yisfirlon Yatza Lidun B'davar HaChadosh Ihu Delo Gamar Michlalo. The Asham Mitzorah, which was taken out of the Klal, has to be put back into the Klal, and it can't be learned out from all other Ashams. Then, Aval, Asham, Gomar, Mine. But if an What? I'm sorry, Aval, Klalo. What's the Klalo? All Ashams. Gomar, Mine can be learned out of an Asham, Mitzorah, Shapir. Then I understand why I can learn out an Asham Mitzorah from all other Ashams, and then when it says Asham Mitzorah, when it says Tzafon by the Klali, it touches its Ma'akev. El Yisfirlon de lo havi gomer michlalo, velo klalo gomer minei, but if they can't learn out from each other, hi legufa yitzrach, then I needed the pasuk to tell me all Ashams have to have Tzafon, because I would never know that. The Gemara says, well, kiven da ahadre ahadre, doesn't make a difference. Since it said it twice, it said it twice. Don't get bogged down on that one. Okay? Yes. Next. No, we're not ignoring it now. So it's there, but we can still learn out. That only says about that rule is only that pasuk was only written by Asham, by all Ashams, not by Asham Torah. So we're calling out one from the other. Okay. Amalei Marzutra Breder of Rav Mari LeRavina, Ema Ki Hadre Ka Kra LeGamat Daman VeMurin DeBoy Kahuna. Maybe when it was when that pasuk when we return Asham Mitzorah to the world of regular karbanos, it's only to teach you that it has to be done by a kohen. Avos shchita lo by kohen, lo by tafan. But shchita, which doesn't require a kohen, maybe does not require a tafan. So the Gemara says, imkei neimar kaki chatas hu, maika chatas asham kishar ashamos yehei. It's really like other ashamos. Okay. Now we're going to start a sugya that's going to last for the next 3 days. Remember, we said in the pasuk that how do you know that Asham is ma'akev? It said shachar es hakeves, b'makom ha'shishach es hachatos ve'es ha'ola. I have to say both. I say both. They're both in the tzafon. Why did the Torah have to say both? Okay. Not 100% sure of the answer. It's you'll see. You'll see why I'm not sure. But that's the Gemara's question. Why did I say both? Lama la'kushe l'chatos, lama la'kushe l'ola. Why did I say both? Why? Amar Ravina, Itztrich. Remember, this is Ravina. Ravina is going to come up 100 times, and not 100 times. It's going to come up 13 times in the next 2 days, at least 13 times. So remember what Ravina said. E akshe lechatos. If it only would have mentioned chatos, velo akshe leola, and it wouldn't have said in the pasuk ola, then you know what? Hava mina. I would have thought. 1 second. How do you know, by the way, that a chatos is in the tzafon? How do you know a chatas is in the tzafon? No. It's a hekish to ola. Right? And how do you know that an asham is tzafon? It's a hekish to chatas. It says, ki chatas. If it only would have said chatas, and it not would have said, and it wouldn't have said ola, havamina, I would have thought, chatas mehechen lambda, me ola. Where's the chatas learned from? It's a hekish to ola. It said by a chatas, would you shech the chatas? Whether you shech the ola. What does that mean? That's a hekish.
But why didn't they use this pasuk?
1 minute. What?
Why didn't they use this pasuk?
No, this is talking about an asham. Oh, the Gemara is going to ask that question.
Okay.
So it says, we know that a chatos is a hekish to ola. What about an asham? It's hekish to both. Why both? Let it just say chatos. I'd say both. If it would have just said chatos, you know what I would have thought? I would have thought that something that's learned out of a hekish can then be used to learn out of a hekish again. And that's not allowed.
Why would you think that?
With how to... Ola to chatas.
Right.
Chatas to asham. Hekish number one. Hekish number two. That's not allowed when it comes to kachim, says Ravina. You can't do that. So, davar halomid behekish, chazim lamid behekish? Davar halomid behekish, chazim lamid behekish? Right? You hear?
Yeah.
Therefore, it couldn't have said chatas.
Wait, but it's not a hekesh, because when it said kachatas kashom, right?
Yeah.
It's a pasuk.
Yeah.
So there's no hekesh.
No, you know what hekesh means? Hekesh means two. No, two things in the same pasuk.
Two things in the same pasuk.
Yeah. So whatever you did by a chatas, that's what you do by an ola. Whatever you do by an ola, do the same thing for a chatas. That's a hekesh. They're in the same pasuk. And teaching the exact same halacha. Right? Yotze v'hoisa. You divorce a woman, you marry a woman. Makish havaya liyitzia. Right? Just like this is with a star, that could be with a star. Right? They're both same pasuk. That's a hekesh.
It's always in the same pasuk?
Yes, almost always. If it's not in the same pasuk, it's called a gzera shava. Right? No. Hekesh is the same pasuk, says two different things. Here. Wherever you shechta the chatas, the ola, that's where you shechta the chatas. Boom, hekesh. Now it says, wherever you shechta the chatas, shechta the asham. So what did I just do? Hekesh to hekesh. Dava halamim a hekesh, can learn that again to a hekesh. That, no, you're not allowed to do that. So therefore, I have to say, what?
What the,
yeah, correct.
Saying if A equals B and B equals C, A equals C.
So we don't say that by hekesh. We don't say that by kachim, we don't say that. By kachim, we don't say that. Okay? Now, if that's true, so then Mr. Sheffrin's question. So let's just say Ola. Well, just say Ola. I said Chatas and Ola. I said both. This is where I told, this is where I'm not sure I get it. So Venakshi La Ola. So let it compare it to Ola. So Venakshi La Chatas. And leave Chatas out. No, that's not possible. Havamina, I would have thought, Davah Halamed Behekish, Chaz Umalamed Behekish. Then I would have thought that something that's learned out of the Hekish can be Malamed again to a Hekish. Why would I think that? I don't understand that. I don't understand that. V'chi Tema. Hey, you want to tell me?
That wouldn't make sense.
Why?
Because if you learn one thing, why would you learn something else? I don't know the rules.
Because it's not one of the rules.
I was saying, I just said that. I just said that. I don't know the rules. So why wouldn't I think that?
So Davar Halamed Mehekish, Havamina, Davar Halamed Mehekish, Chaz Umalamed Mehekish. V'chi Tema, Nakshe Akshuy Lechatos. And then what about Chat? In other words, I think the Gemara is saying is, leave Chatos in the Pasuk for whatever reason. But the Hekish is to Ola. The Hekish is to Ola. So it's not a double Hekish.
Skip it.
So the Hekish is to Ola. But the Chatos is still sitting there in the Pasuk. He didn't remove it from the Pasuk. It's still there. Why is it there? I don't know. But it's still there. So then the Gemara says, V'chi Tema, you want to tell me, Nakshe Akuja Lechatos, what it out from Chatos, Nichale Demakish Leila Iker Velo Nakash Leila Tufel. It makes much more sense to learn out of from the Iker. The Iker is Ola. Not to learn out from Chatos. It makes much more sense, right? Lahachi Akshe Lechatos. That's why it's compared to Chatos. The Akshe Leola. Lemeimar Dava Lama Behekish. Ein Achozim Lama Behekish. That's why it says both. To teach you that you can't learn out of double Hekish. I'm not 100% sure I get that.
Right.
I get the rule. Why did it just say Ola then? Torah should have just said Ola. Where do you check the Chatos? Wherever you check the Ola. The same thing by Chatos we had that. Where do you check the Chatos? Wherever you check the Ola. But by Asher it says Chatos and Ola. Why both? Oh, to tell you that it's not a double Hekish. Why is he both? So for some reason you need both. To teach you that it's a din, that there's no double Hekish.
Oh, we'll come back to it.
So the bottom line is, Ravina learned from this idea that Chatos Ka'ola, that there's no such thing as a double Hekish by Kachim. Rava Amar, where am I? Rava Amar, he learns out there's no such thing as a double Hekish. Mehacha from here. Dechsev, it says, Kasha Yuram Mishar Zevach Hashlamim. This pasuk is talking about, the power of a Kohen Gadol. When the Kohen Gadol makes a mistake, what does the pasuk say? Kasha Yuram Mishar Zevach Hashlamim. Do to this whatever you do to a shlamim. So it says, Kasha Yuram Mibasar Mishar Zevach Shlamim. Whatever you do to this, whatever you do to a shlamim, you do to this animal. Hekesh. Par of Yom Kippur, a par of a Kohen Gadol is compared to a shlamim. Lamai Hilchasa? Regarding what? Ile Yoseres HaKavad Ishtei Klayos. If to tell me that those fats have to be burnt. So Begufet Siv, it says that straight out in the Pasuk by a par of a Kohen Gadol. It says, Shtei Klayos is Chelev Asher Lehen. It says it straight out. Right? So the Gemara says, very hard answer. Mishum deboy admure, yoseres hakavod, ushtei kloyos, miparalam davar shal tzibur, lasiri avodas bechavim. Because we're going to compare now the par helam davar shel tibur, to the seir of someone who's over the vodazara, that the oseres, that those fats, the ketores and the oseres hakaved, right, the gufe loktiv, it never says it by them that they have to be burnt. And it's learned out from Parakoy Mashiach. Lach Yisrach Kashiyuram. That's why it says Kashiyuram a second time. Then they have a command exiv begufe. It's as if it says it by it. Velo nehave davar halam behekesh umlamed behekesh. In other words, Rashi says that it's an eno inyan. I don't need it to tell me by a par of a kohen gadol. The power of a kohen gadol. It says the fats have to be burned. Now, I don't need it to say that over there, because I can make a hekesh to shlamim. I don't need it to say it. So why does it say it? In enu inyan. So I'm going to use it to teach me that you have to do that by a par helam davar shel tibur, and I'll make a hekesh from there to a seir of Yom Kippur. Why can't it be just two hekeshes? Because you can't do two hekeshes. That's the bottom line. Okay? Now, we threw in the Eino Inyan, so that makes it more complicated. Again, why does the Torah tell me by a power of a Kohen Gadol that it has to burn the fats? It already told me that. Whatever you do by a Shlomo, you do by over here. So it's I know it already. The answer is, I don't need it for this. I'm going to use it to teach me another halacha, that you have to burn the fats by a power halam davar shel tzibur. And from there, I'm going to make a hekesh to a seir of Yom Kippur. Why can't I just make a double hekesh? Because you can't make double hekeshes. That's the answer. Right? So now we'll finish up with that. Amalei Rav Papa L'Rava. Rav Papa says to Rava, E kasav begufe, if it would have said it, Lichtave begufe velo nakesh. So then why did the Torah just write it by power of davar shel tzibur? You don't need a hekesh. What's going on here? So, E kasav begufe, no. If the Torah would have written it in the right spot, velo kasav and no akish and without a hekesh, have a meaning. You know what I would have thought? Davar halamed behekesh, chazam halamed behekesh. I wouldn't know you can't do it. Yeah. And if you want to say, well, make the hekesh, and then I could learn the hekesh. No, that's why it's written to make the hekesh. You can't do a double hekesh. So one hekesh you could do, another hekesh you could do, you can't do a double hekesh. So Ravina and Rava both came from very different places, hardly mudim, to get to the idea that what? That a hekesh, you cannot have a double hekesh by kachim. Okay? Now, we just start. Hekesh, gzei reshava, kal v'chomer, ubinyanav, simen. Now we're going to have 16 cases. Can you learn how to double hekesh? What about something that's learned with a hekesh? Then to use that hekesh to learn a gzei reshava, to learn a kal v'chomer, to learn a binyanav. I have a gzei reshava. Can I use it to learn a hekesh? Can I use it to learn a gzei reshava? Can I use it to learn a kavachomer? And can I use it to learn a binyanav? A kavachomer! Can I use that to learn another kavachomer? Can I use it to learn a zera shava? Okay. We're going to go through 16 cases. Okay? So, we already did case number one. Case number one was, davar halamed behekesh. If something is learned out of a hekesh, ein choz umalamed behekesh. You cannot use another hekesh. Ika de Rava, Ika de Ravina. Either Rava's reason or Ravina's reason. Right? Good?
You were saying earlier that was specifically for Karbonos.
Correct. By non-Karbonos, we do it. We have a double Gzeira Shava by Arias. Heine, right. Heine, Zima, Zima. We do have it. Okay. Right? Not by Karbonos. It says Heine by this, and Heine by this, and by that one it says Zima. A, it says Heine. B, it says Heine and Zima. And C, it says only Zima. So we make a big Gzeira Shava. We include everything. That you can do. Not by kachum. So, case number one is done. Hekish to hekish, can't do it. Why not? Machokas, why not? But violently, you can't do it. Next. Dava halomed behekish, mao shiilma begzei reshava. What about a hekish? Okay, we'll stop here. We'll stop here. What time is it? Yeah.
Exactly.
We'll stop here. Remind me we're stopping here. Look at tomorrow's daf. Tomorrow's daf is okay. Look at Sunday's daf. Sunday's daf Amud Beis is three lines. Literally three lines. Literally. It's a massive tosvos. And I went through it, tried to go through it yesterday. It's not really... No, it's not a tangent. Yes, it's a lot of Kashas and Rashi. So those are hard tosas. So even if we're a little behind today and tomorrow, we'll certainly catch up on Sunday. All right? Nun Aleph Amud Beis is quite short. So even if we're a little behind today, we're going to get behind tomorrow. Because tomorrow is a very, very hard daf. Everyone have a good Shabbos. We'll pick up tomorrow. Everyone have a good Shabbos.